All right, welcome to Office Hours. We only have one question. You missed the pre-Office Hours chat that I don't record, where I talked about how inane my YouTube recommendations are, but also how I use less energy in the summer than somehow. So that was fun. Going on to questions, yeah, we only have one, which is like, what's the dog doing? One of their favorite toys is just a length of rope. It was one of those rope toys you can buy, but like I just accidentally undid all the knots one day. I think they undid a few, and then I picked up and tried to like redo the knots, and it just screwed up. So now it's just a length of rope. They love it. But one of the things they try to do is pull out bits of rope fluff from the end, because the ends are fraying, and unlike with a regular rope, I won't like handle the fraying. Like, it's okay. Provided they don't eat, sometimes they like pull on the knots. They're also now, they've swapped to nibbling their favorite toy, duck. They like put it in the front of their teeth, and then they just kind of like, you know, mush it in their front teeth. Like how a baby would play with teething tools. Here, I'll get you some video, some footage of, wow, I'm gonna do it from my phone. I think I just got sent pictures of my brother's new apartment. That's cool. WhatsApp just like randomly downloads pictures and shoves them into my computer, and I keep trying to fix it, and then I give up, so it's fun. Let me double check what those photos are. Hell yeah. I don't know if it was one bed or two bed. Let me have a look. I'll scroll back through the family chat. Oh, two bed flat in Leeds. That's what they got. Quali asks, from a very high and general level, what makes Fruit's engine such a heavily CPU-bound engine? It's a mix of things. Like, firstly, we've got just how much the engine is doing. If you think about... Discord's like a bad example, because Discord's like terrible on performance because it uses Electron. But like... if you think about Discord, right, there is a limited amount of stuff that it can do. I know there's lots it can do, so we'll go even more basic, right? Maybe like IRC client or something like that, right? It needs to display a list of messages and let you send messages. Well, Resonite needs to do that, but also everything else that it's doing. And so there's a lot of work that needs to happen, and we're trying to spread that out as much as possible. The splitting was spreading that out between two processes and stuff like that. But there are like other areas where we haven't spread that out, and it isn't multi-threaded, so it's on a single thread. Or we've multi-threaded it improperly, because sometimes when we're working on like performance-related or multi-threaded code, we have to remember that the last time we worked on that code was before the splitting. So we made changes, assumptions, design choices that were pre-splitting, and in some cases were removing or avoiding features that were present in newer C-sharps or newer .NETs or like... just the sort of runtime in general because of mono. So those need to be updated. And that there's probably like, I don't know how many, I don't want to put into a number, but there's probably several like high impactful performance issues still left. Several of those are going to be very complicated and technical, but like one or two of those might just be like a low hanging fruit, not to sort of, flog a dead horse, if you pardon the phrase, but the compressor stuff I did is actually an example of that, right? So when you tried to compress a reflection probe using BC6H, originally it was just ignoring your computer's thread count. It was just like, as many threads as I can, please. And so that's why that operation was CPU bound, right? And then because that operation was CPU bound, it CPU bounded everything else. But like, it's a constant battle. If you want more finer details about the things that we know that we need to fix, Fruits will be your best bet there. I know things that I want to fix, but in a lot of cases, the things I want to fix are just because like they annoy me. Like I look at them and I'm like, that isn't like optimal. I haven't actually measured the performance cost of it. I don't want to get into O notation because everyone's like, eh. But like, there's a process I'm aware of that is like ON times 3, and I'm pretty sure I can get it to ON. But the problem with that is I don't know how much of an impact to overall performance ON times 3 is compared to ON. I know that it was a big problem before the splitting, and we actually had some stuff to get around the ON times 3, but there we go. It might be ON times 4, it might be 2, it might be 1.5. That's the one thing I hate about O notation. Like in technical interviews, they're like, oh, what's the O notation of that? And then you're hired for the job and it's never mentioned again. It's like, hey, can you invert this binary tree on the whiteboard? And then you get into like the actual job. And these days it would be like, I need to invert a binary tree. Let me just type it into like the works, like corporate AI subscription, and it'll do it for me. Right. I can't remember how to do a for each loop over a list in C# ever. I copy and paste it from a near location, or like I Google it. I can't remember it. Cause in some languages it's like the word for each. In some languages it's for space each. You know, and then everything in the brackets is different. So yeah, you'll probably get like a different and probably better answer if you ask Fruits on that one. Yeah, I think I spent like $700 on the RAM I bought. I do have 64 gigs now. We were looking at it, and it was like, okay, just, you know, use your computer normally, and randomly at some point during the day, look at the task manager to figure out how much RAM you need. That's what it was. And I did, and this was on the old computer, mind you. And so it was like, hey, you're using 80% of your RAM, so there's not much headroom. I'm currently using 40% of my memory, and I have 64 gigs. What's using the most memory? Oh, is it my browser? Why is my browser doing that? No idea, because all of the subprocessors are just named Flop. They're not named Flop dash whatever the fuck it actually is. I know Chrome has like a task manager, like a task. Yes, so does Flop, which is Firefox. Yeah, it's YouTube. YouTube's taking up 4 gigabytes of memory just by itself. Let me close some YouTube tabs. All right, let's close the process manager and reopen it. We'll see what's going on. Much better. Although Gmail's taking 1 gigabyte and there's still some YouTube tabs somewhere. Yeah, there's the screenshot from Bretto. How much do you tend to run out of RAM? Me? All the time. I have 64 gigabytes of DDR5. From memory, it's also like a slightly higher clock speed than other DDR5s. Like, really good. Can't wait for DDR6 or 7. Couldn't resist. Yeah, I bought a car for about the same price as the RAM. All right, well, we don't have additional questions, so keep them coming. Oh, and actually, we do. Draconis asked one, but it wasn't tagged with the Q reaction mark. Whoever does that, I literally have no idea who does it. You're slacking. Who says, what have you worked on the past week? So, you'll see in the recent update notes that we had a bunch of brush stuff. There are 2 additional brush changes that didn't make it into the update. I'll tell you that happened. The first brush one, she isn't even in the... So the brush fix that I was wanting to work on isn't even in the latest update. It should hopefully be in the next one. So there were a bunch of brush related issues. There was, you can't set the brushes in essential tools to black. And like, it's the weirdest thing. People are like, why? Why? So I fixed that up, but it didn't make this build. It should make the next one. That's the one I actually wanted to fix. That was a creative debug. Along with that, though, I also fixed brushes color pickers not working when they're unequipped. I found out that what a lot of people do is they, like, equip the brush, open the color picker, then unequip the brush so that they can swap quickly between brushes, and they leave the color picker open so that they can edit the color, like, on the fly kind of quickly. They use the color picker like a palette rather than, like, a setting operation. So I fixed that up. That also didn't make this update, but should make the next one. But because I was in Brushland, I fixed a multi-tool issue and brush tools not working with tool events. So that was cool. Yeah, it's weird because, like, if I just, like say, for example, I do have an answer for Jay's question, just to say. Say, for example, in, I've forgotten what I was going to say. Low-hanging bugs, got it. If, like, Fruks, as my, you know, boss, was like, hey, just work on low-hanging bugs for the next 6 months, you would see so many bugs fixed, but we'd also get, like, nothing done. It is good to do. You also have, like, try not to get carried away, because there is, like, a bandwidth of bugs you can hold in your head. Because even though, they, hey, they might be easy to fix, you've got to, like, test them, work on them, open up a code review for it, answer questions on the code review, discover that you've done it wrong because of something you didn't know. But it's generally good. As for other stuff, so the corporateverse, I'm back in Business Obelisk today. We needed to get a public IP to their headless VM so we could actually connect to it. And in doing that, they like disconnected me from a bunch of other networking things and broke everything I was doing. So like everything that was working in the Business Obelisk is now not working. But I'm slowly fixing that up, and I'm fixing it in a way that is agnostic to the mess that I asked them. Like, it isn't their fault. Like, I asked them to allow a public IP onto that VM, but everything else they had to do to comply with policies to get a public IP on that VM broke everything. Like, nothing could talk to anything. Like, the API couldn't talk to Cosmos. The headless couldn't boot because it needed to download the headless files from a GitHub release and it didn't have internet. So it was just like, I can't boot because I can't download the headless and you've told me that this is important. Feta, don't you fucking dare. Sorry, I'm very sweary today. It might be due to networking conditions. But moving on to J4's question, any tips to solve a 5x5 slider puzzle? All of the RuneScape puzzles have online solvers. All of them. I don't remember the one I hated the most, but it wasn't slide. It was like I remember circles. I'm sure there's a slider, like, for... I'm sure there's a slider solver. I used it. I remember using it. Is it not just, like, Treasure Hunter or something? I don't remember what it's called. RuneScape. No, Treasure Hunter got removed. It's the, like, Clue Scroll. That's it. Clue Scroll. That's it. This thing. Whatever this is, I never understood it. But it turns out there's a solver online and you can just upload a picture and it'll solve it for you. And I'm just like, hell yeah, I ain't doing that. I have a really, like, silly background story for slide puzzles, though. I don't use solvers because I'm very good at slide puzzles. Why am I very good at slide puzzles? Because I beat Finding Nemo for the PS2 without internet. And Finding Nemo for the PS2 is mostly slide puzzles. Like, you're a fish, right? Because it's Finding Nemo. But you'll be swimming along and then it'll be like, we need to solve this slide puzzle to get through this door. I'm like, that's a bit contrived, but okay. So there's one of them with Nemo in the middle there. Yeah, I'm still up to date. I still know what all those skills are. Although I don't really understand how to, like, level up farming really quickly. Like, I've been trying to level farming for years and it just never happens. All right, moving forward, let's make sure we don't... okay, premises, Quarry says, what's your woodcutting level? There's like a stats website. I can't log in. I have RuneScape installed right now, but RuneScape 3 online profile. I guess I could log into the website. That's not like download. Because, like, here's the problem. If I download and install RuneScape, I'm not doing any work today. I'm trying to avoid logging in. We've emailed you a verification code. Yep, you want to protect my RuneScape account. I know. I'm getting there. I've probably just got to, like, you know, sacrifice a goat or something, and then I'll get into my account. My account. I love it when, like, a web page loads, and then a loading bar loads, and then another loading bar loads. And then a cookie prompt loads. Is RunePixels, like, caps dependent, maybe? Yeah, can't find me on RunePixels. We'll just give up, because I can't find a way to do it that's, like, going to happen in a reasonable amount of time. And for the people who don't care about RuneScape here, we'll move on. I know I've got, like, at least 90 mining, because I did that during the double EXP weekend. Because there were ways to turn one of the double EXP weekends into, like, quadruple the EXP. Anyway, moving on to Earthmark's question, who says, I have a few web tools that I feel could be helpful for the community. Do you have recommendations for how to advertise or announce that those tools exist? Social media, the wiki, and Discord. That's all you could do. I don't think if there's, like, any additional things I would suggest. Finding Nemo PS2. Is it like just a full playthrough? I might watch that, nostalgic. Did PS2 games really look this bad? Here you go. Here's from a long play of the game. It's a, like, slide puzzle in Finding Nemo. I've linked to an exact timestamp there. Don't go to the, like, the whole video is, like, 3 hours long. Just the slide. Something I see a lot, actually, is, like, people ask me, like, what can go on the wiki? And the answer is, like, pretty much if it's okay with our guidelines, it can go on the wiki. I tried to sort of, like, indicate that with, like, a bunch of the satirical and, like, lore-based articles, etc. But I do see some people who are like, I've made this. Can it go on the wiki? And I go, like, yeah. I was playing a game recently that had slide puzzles. So when I came across the slide puzzle, I was just like, hell yeah. Because, like, I could do them amazingly. I've had the Finding Nemo training. But yeah, I don't remember using the internet for help with my Finding Nemo slide puzzles. And I didn't have the internet to hand, so I must have just, like, intuited how to solve them. I used to stream a lot of puzzle games on Mixer, and every time I came across something that was, like, a slide puzzle or something where you needed to be methodical, etc., I would always just say to, like, my audience that were watching, like, I need to feel the puzzle. And they never understood what I meant. But it was like, I would just, like, screw around and chat would be like, you're doing it wrong. And then eventually it would just click in my brain and I would just solve it. What's a good example of that? Oh, a good example is there's a Resident Evil puzzle that took the streamer Germa, like, an hour to solve. And it took his friend Vinny, like, 2 moves. There's a video where Germa reacts to Vinny solving the puzzle very quickly. And here's a video of Germa's full 14 minutes of struggling with this puzzle. You know that, like, put, like, 1 liter into this jug, 2 liters into this jug style puzzle? Again, those people scream at me, like, there's a methodical way to do it. And I'm like, no, I need to feel. I need to feel the puzzle. Leave me alone. And it takes me, like, triple the time, but I do solve it. Yeah, I never did figure out a Rubik's Cube. Something about the third dimension means that, like, I can't intuit it easily. I can get, like, 2 or 3 faces solved, but then I get frustrated because solving the remaining faces means undoing work. That's also the problem with slide puzzles, J4. You have to undo work sometimes, and so what you have to do is minimize the work that you have to undo. This is like an online slide puzzle. Let's do one. Let's just do one. I like online. Hell yeah! Alright, we're doing a slide puzzle live. Nah, I want pictures. Does this have pictures? No, it just has colors. Customize image? You could just, like, put a URL there? Alright, first image in chat, we're solving it. go. Treat this like a Twitch stream today. Just need an image URL. That's all I need. No one's posting an image. Okay. Okay. Well, how about we do the Resident logo? Come on. I was hoping to just be able to like Google image search our logo and not have to mess with our like our press kit. Not that like our press kit's a problem, but just like I didn't want to like rummage in our press kit right now. It's 5x5. All right, we're doing it. I will give up if like if we're here too long. I'll give up, and I'll take questions whilst I'm solving it. Okay, this is horrible. I can't do it. This is horrible. Look at it. Look at it. I can't do that. Nah. No. Okay, we'll give it the college try. Okay. It's also good because they're numbered, right? We can see that one needs to go over here. So you need to start by limiting the amount of stuff that you can need to move. When it's a really open puzzle, it's great because you can just like move stuff in the general direction that needs to go. So any number less than 5 just needs to go that way. Why is this what we're doing today? I don't know, but it is what we're doing. Feel free to ask questions. I'll keep going as long as I can. If you get bored, feel free to leave. I don't really know why we're doing this, but we are. Yeah, actually, I have one in my inventory, but it's, like, partially broken. That was weird. You can do, like, swaps. Huh. I'm used to it being in a video game where, you know, it goes, like, crunch, crunch, as you, like, move around the stone tiles. You can cheat. I don't want to cheat. What the hell? Like, 6 needs to go there. What? Okay, I'll try not to cheat, but I did just cheat. I'll try not to cheat anymore. First row! If you could remove one thing from Resonite, what would it be? I don't know. If you hit solve myself, it goes into a proper play mode. Okay. Oh, hell yeah. Okay, now I can't cheat. Okay, so I only cheated with 6. I got a position 7 now. I'm sorry, I just have to. Oh, this is much better. Where's 8? 8's down here. Yeah, this is much better. It just needs like a concrete sound effect. They never explain how in the video games the puzzles function, right? Is it like a computer checks your work? Is there like a mechanical mechanism? Is there like a mechanism like underneath the slides that sort of unlocks something? How work? Especially in Finding Nemo, it's like, all right, so which like psychopathic human made a bunch of really tiny slide puzzles for fish to solve? That sounds like a scientific paper, not a video game. Or like a Nile Red video, like I was talking about earlier. I made slide puzzles for fish to solve. You did? Like, why? What am I doing here? I'm getting, where the hell's 14? So as you can see, the most of the rows are great. This one is where we're going to have to start undoing work. And this is where I'm going to say, like, hey, guys, I got to feel it. Ah, so here's a classical problem, right? So the 20 and the 17 need to swap positions. There's no way to make this better without doing something that isn't what I'm doing right now, which is just them being in a circle. So what we need to do is I put in another tile that I don't care about. So I'll put in 22. That lets me take out 17, and then I can swim them round and do the same thing, and there we go. Now here I just need some room. So by putting these down on the left here, we then get more room because I need to get the rest of the less than 20s over. Again here, 24 is just like in an inopportune place. So we'll take 23 in. Well, I kind of forgotten what I was doing. Yes, we need to take 20. I'll get there. I got to feel it. Yeah, that's what I want. Yes, here we go. Yeah! Is that solved? Hold on. 5, 10, 15. Yeah, it's solved. How long did that take? Not long at all. Yeah, but like, I wanted to solve it with like someone's stupid meme face. Like, actually, we could like just do it. Like, we're not doing another one, but like, we just go into the screenshots. It'd be like a dirt face real quick in there. There's always dirt faces in screenshots. Like, wouldn't you have rather solved a slide puzzle with... No, that's a YouTube video. Give me a second. Wouldn't you have rather solved a slide puzzle with Fur's lovely face in it? But there we go. Do we have any additional questions or... oh, yeah. Still, if you can remove one thing from Resonite, what would it be? All the business stuff I spend all day adding to it. How big can this... Oh! This is actually really hard to do. I would not do the whole thing. All right, I don't believe we have any additional questions, so I'm going to go ahead and leave off here. I hope my gloopy puzzle solve helped you, J4, and I will speak to you again later.